Well, you know, he's been doing it for a while now, and he does it. He's been doing it really well. He's great athleticism. Clearly, he really knows what he's doing. He's been coached really well, and it makes it really tough on us.
And let's flip to the other side. I know you don't see Von Dillon that much, but when he goes up against you guys, he always seems to make the big plays.
He does. He has a knack for making big plays, and he's got a whole surrounding cast around him, too, that really play hard, really know what they're doing, well coached, a lot of challenges there.
What do you think it is about playing in Denver that poses challenges for this team?
What do I think about? You know what? I think that our biggest focus is 1 week at a time, and right now it's Denver, and I think they have a great group. They have a great team. They usually do, and they have great fans, and it's a unique place to play.
How much easier has it been to do the running that you guys have done this year, kind of the run blocking instead of the pass blocking that you've had done in the past?
Oh, I don't think it's been easy at all. I think we've worked really hard at what we've done, and I think we have to continue to work hard at that and push that and improve at that.
You played your college ball in Colorado. How difficult is it to readjust to the altitude?
You know, at CU, we certainly made a big deal about that. We, you know, we put the banners up, the signs up, but we didn't win that many games. So, so is it a big deal? I think that when you're highly trained, you're in shape, I think that you can minimize some of those effects. I'm not a scientist by any means, but growing up there and living there, I've never noticed anything.
Now, what do you feel is the most important aspect in dealing with a hostile crowd in terms of communication?
Just that, I think that you've got to be able to communicate even when things get louder, and so it's going to be visual cues and other means of communication besides the auditory cues.
The younger guys on the offensive line, David, Shaq, Joe, how impressed have you been with their ability to come in here and hit the ground running, really?
Well, those guys are working hard, and they care, and they're tough, and they're smart guys, and so it's been an honor to be a part of that group and to continue to get better and go forward.
Do they come to you a lot? For advice?
I don't know if I can help them that much, but we all work together. We all collectively have to put in our work and take our time to understand what we're doing, and we got a great coach with Scar and Josh and certainly Bill, so we all work together on that.
Is there any significance for you in going back there? I mean, just from a personal standpoint.
You know, the significance for me is that it's our next game. So I'll have friends and family there, but, you know, that's just kind of secondary to the importance of winning this game.
Make it a little more enjoyable?
You know what? I have so much fun just playing in general that I think that doesn't change.
How much is the emergence of the running game, will that keep Von Miller and Ware from just kind of teeing off on your run?
Well, those guys are good in the run, too, you know. So we're going to have a well-balanced game plan. We're going to have to all execute very well and play it down after down because it's going to be a challenge the whole game.
Need extra motivation considering you can clinch the division and clinch a playoff bye with a win this week?
Well, you know, we've done some things that put our fate in our own hands. So we just have to continue to get better because we know that we're moving forward in this season. That's always been our goal, and that's got to continue to be our goal.
Why is that place so tough to win, tough to play in?
Well, you know, they got great fans. They got a great team. That's a combination with great coaching and scheme. It's not easy for a lot of people to win there.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.